We are so excited that you are here to listen to the Script Cake Podcast.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We want to help you develop your idea into a great screenplay. And who knows, maybe you'll write the next big blockbuster.
So you're telling me there's a chance?
Yeah!
Well, there's always a chance, but let's not get ahead of ourselves. Are you ready to learn about screenwriting?
Yes, Real Screenwriting!
All right, then. Let's get started. Enjoy. Welcome to episode 83 of the Script Cake Podcast. I am your host, Lavender Gill, and this week I want to talk about something that I like to call the false mask. If you do take my online course on outlining, there is a 5 points that are the 5 structural pillars of screenplay, which are, you know, basically very similar to a 3-act structure, just kind of my version and take on it. And then later on, I get into what's called the substructure, which is another 6 points. So you have 11 points along the way that help you figure out what you're doing. And one of those is called the false mask. And I really like to think of some things visually. I like to think of things in a way that they stay at the forefront of my brain. And so one of the things that I talk about is, you know, who's your character when the movie ends? And then what's the opposite of that? Who are they at the beginning, and how do we get them from point A to point B? And oftentimes, you know, whatever's happening at the beginning is something that's keeping them from being the best they can be. They're insecure. You know, they lack confidence. They don't understand something important. Detective movies, they don't have the clues that they need. Romance movies, they haven't figured out how the person that they're going to be in love with functions and thinks and how they balance each other out. There's always something missing. And a lot of times it's internal. You know, that person needs to learn how to be responsible. That person needs to learn how to have confidence. You know, that person needs to grow up from a child into an adult. There are always things that are internal that our protagonist is dealing with. And I, you know, as I'm outlining and trying to figure things out, I want to figure out, how do I make that external? How do I do that? So I'm thinking of it at all times. And so I take that internal thing and I turn it into something called the false mask. It is a mask they're wearing at the beginning of the movie, what is represented to everyone in their story. It is how people feel about them. So if they're insecure, everyone can see they're insecure because they're wearing it. And as a writer, I like to think of it that way because I'm not just trying to say, oh, they're insecure in this one line or this one, you know, piece of dialogue. It's at the forefront of how I visualize them. I see them as insecure, and that's how I'm writing everything that goes into every scene. Okay? And it extends beyond one line. The whole scene is about them being insecure. Now, I'm not just, you know, having them with a bullhorn going, I'm insecure. I'm thinking of visual ways to do it, you know? And like if somebody's insecure about something, then you show it in a way that is an externalization. You show them in a conflict dealing with something and not being able to handle it. Then later on, they can handle it. Subtextually, the audience goes, okay, they've evolved. They're not aware they're thinking that way, but that's how they're thinking. And so when I'm writing my characters in the first act, I know they're at the height of their emotional wound. They are at the maximum of, you know, what needs to be, what part of them needs to be evolved throughout the story. Again, Spider-Man, he needs to learn responsibility. Everything in the first act, he's irresponsible. Everything. Every time you see him, every scene, he's irresponsible. And, you know, in a romantic comedy where someone doesn't believe in love, every scene in the first act, they don't believe in love. And then something happens at that first act break that shifts things ever so slightly. And they're like 25% less insecure or unaware of love or, you know, 25% more responsible. And then at the midpoint, something else happens. And now they're 50% closer to where they're going. And the second act break happens. They're 75% closer to where they're going. And so the mask, you know, starts to dissolve away almost as if the opaqueness of it, you know, just gets shifted to, okay, 100% insecure, shift it 75%. And if I can visualize that while I'm writing my character, I believe it's more likely to show up in the pages. And so I call it the false mask because that's not who they are when this movie ends. That's just
what their weakness is being represented and overtaking them at the beginning of the movie, and then slowly shifting throughout. So I have 100%, you know, of that insecurity. I have 75% in the first half of the second act. I have 50% in the second act, second part of the second act. And then eventually it goes down to zero at the end, where now they've completely evolved. And I find that just writing it out as a visual, as opposed to an internal thing, makes the writing more effective. So when you are designing your next protagonist for your movie, for your screenplay, for your feature, for your short, whatever you're working on, make sure that whoever they are at the end, they're the opposite at the beginning. Okay. And you want to make that as visual as possible. So what is their true mask they're going to wear at the end? And what is the false mask they begin with? And how do you make that shift? Hope that helps. Until next time.
Thank you for listening to the Script Cake podcast. I am your host, Lavinder Gill. If you have a screenwriting question, please feel free to forward it to info@scriptcake.com, and we may feature your question on a future podcast. If you'd like to know more about me, please check out my website, lavinder.com, lavinder.com, to see where I'll be speaking, presenting, and to get more information on my book, Script Cake Secrets, The Top 10 Mistakes Novice Screenwriters Make and How to Fix Them. Until next time.